The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here checking in on And Just Like That, if you listened to our original recap, I was like, I fucking hate this show and it's an abomination to television. I've come around. I enjoy it. I think it's found its footing for a V2 of Sex and City, and I'm enjoying it. I don't know. How do you feel?
I think it's cute. I think it's ridiculous. And there's just some of the storylines I just can't get over, like Charlotte traipsing through the snow and her daughter's blackmailing her into saying her boyfriend's going to blow a load inside her and get pregnant. Come on. Lily just wants to get everybody murdered.
I think there's like some foundational like flaws with how they tell the story, but I guess what I feel like it's getting to is like there, it's becoming more connected where it's like everything's about Valentine's Day or everything. Like that's the way the old Sex and the Cities used to be, where it was like it was centered around one thing, and everybody's experience around that, which I feel like they've kind of figured out. So I'm enjoying it more. And
Sex and the City was just so new and fresh, and TV's gotten so much better that was around today, it wouldn't have succeeded as much. It is almost ridiculous. It's hard to rewatch. I find it to barely hold up.
Be honest, like I have had no desire to rewatch. I think I watched it too many times, and I don't know what I would like. I don't know how I would feel about it if I rewatched it now. I probably wouldn't like it as much.
If you have TV and it was on TBS, fail because they have to edit it. It needs to be in all its glory.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a good show, but it's really raved about, and people suck its dick, and it's okay. It was good, but it's ridiculous. Carrie's a garbage human.
You've always said that.
No, looking back, what? I just can't look past it.
I mean, this latest episode, the Valentine's Day one, where her and Aiden finally meet up and he like refuses to go upstairs. And he's like, this is where this happened and this happened and this happened. It's like, she did actually treat him like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like I will never forget when she took off the ring and was like wearing it around her neck, like an asshole.
She's a pig.
Just dirt behavior.
He was so nice to her. Somebody said on Twitter that she is his big. And I can't get past that. It's 100%. She's like a predator on those stairs trying to get Aiden in there. He looks like a wounded. He looks like he saw a ghost trying to get up those stairs. The fact that she even emailed him is toxic, psychotic behavior.
Yeah, I mean,
in the real life fight, though, I think Kim Cattrall is, it comes down to jealousy, because why would the other two be on board still if they don't hate Sarah Jessica? Do you think Kim Cattrall has a dog in the fight there? Do you think Sarah Jessica Parker, she does such a good job on interviews of acting like a nice person, that is she a scumbag?
Well, I think there would be more if she was truly a scumbag. Like it wouldn't just be one person coming out. It would be like many stories. I mean, when this shit comes out, it comes out, right? So I don't buy, she seems like a genuinely nice person. I don't really buy the narrative. I think maybe it's just some people just don't fucking get along, and maybe she's difficult to work with. I don't know.
Willing to just burn her beloved character to the ground because of her hatred. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I don't remember. Oh, I think just like, I thought Aiden looked great. When you look at them, I think both him and Sarah Jessica Parker, like aging like gems. Like you look at them and you're like, oh, that is them from before. His hair, the long hair.
Yeah, I hate that hair on him. It looks greasy and dirty and disgusting. I don't find him attractive, though.
Oh, I don't find
I'm totally
either,
team
but
big.
I just thought he was aging well. Like, I didn't feel like
he
it looked
look
like it'd been 20
bad.
Years since
he
been
does
on
not
film,
look as know? Good as the hunk who got she hit on the bike from younger. Now he's my
oh,
cup
yeah,
of tea,
yeah, yeah.
Even though they made his character really weird.
Really weird. You know but who I would love in this show?
He's great.
Is the guy from My Best Friend's Wedding, Dermot Mulroney?
Yes, Dylan is it the not Dylan McDermott, right, Dylan Mulroney, right, with the hook nose or the cracked nose that he can't breathe.
Yeah.
He goes swimming
love
with him. And he's
I
always
think he'd be great on this show.
Not out the size of his nose.
Like my son. Literally, we was like swimming in the pool this whole time we were in Jamaica, like fucking around, jumping. Every time he got out, he goes and just like snot into the pool. It's like, stop fucking doing that. Every three seconds.
I can understand. You got to clear it out. You're not used.
Right.
And as an adult, how do we get used to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold his nose when he jumps in. I told my kids they're not allowed to. Like, die in the water before you're allowed to. Those for loser kids, and you'll be a loser adult, and people will grow up and make fun of you if you do that. They are not allowed to hold their nose when they jump in the pool. Figure it
I
out.
I love this. I would love to know the, like, 10 pieces of advice you're sharing with your kids.
Pee Wee Herman's in the news. This is my terrible parenting advice. They want to pull their dicks out everywhere and pee here and there. I'll turn around in a parking lot in the middle of public. They're peeing. Yeah. A couple days ago, I go, let me tell you a story about a man named Pee Wee Herman, kids. He went into a movie theater and started, pulled his penis out. I didn't tell him that he's a jack, you know, like sexual, but I go, and he's not allowed to do that. And his career was, he got caught and his career was never the same, kids. And then a poor guy dies.
I saw he died.
Advice.
God, that's hilarious.
Okay, sorry, back on. This is really random,
okay.
But
yeah,
who's the kid that passed away from Euphoria? I don't know him.
It's a shame. He was like one of the key characters, Fez. He was like, yeah. And on the show, he had drug issues. It sounds like maybe it was suicide. Like, it sounds like he was depressed. His dad just died. It's a shame.
Wow, his dad just died and he killed himself.
Like a week ago. I mean, they didn't say that, but they said he was struggling with his dad's passing.
Right?
So it sounds like that's what they were alluding to. I don't know. Sad. God. He was only 25. He was great, too. He was such a good character actor.
And you
really
think he's on a hit TV show that he'd be at the top of the world and be able to get through it, and it doesn't matter.
It's a shame.
Sad.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Shame.
Okay, back to AJLT.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? What else? What's on your mind?
I love Che. I think Miranda is the ultimate asshole. And Che going to the dead husband retreat seminar thing. I love her and Carrie together. I love how Carrie
becomes
the bosom buddy of Che. It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, I actually like their friendship. I thought that episode was solid. That was like one of my more favorite episodes because I thought it was almost like, you know, it was kind of beautiful at the end, like the message. I think Che without Miranda, like, I do not like their relationship and I do not like Miranda's frantic energy. I mean, really what they've done to Miranda on the show is an assassination of a character, truly. Because Miranda like was not this nuts before, and now she's just a nut job. Like,
she was just
I mean, come on, like
a little
she's
less.
Not, she's like roommating somewhere because she's leaving Steve alone, and like all that shit. It's just like she wouldn't do that. Her
Steve's
character
banging people out in the house.
Yeah, love that.
Leave
love
it to a man. Us women think they're at home crying themselves to sleep.
No.
Even little Steve is out there on the prowl.
He's boxing and getting his dick sucked.
I know, but you would not. You would think he's at home crying. It's just hilarious. Men are men.
Right. Right.
Okay. But remember when Miranda hurt her back and Carrie sent in, I think, Aiden to get her off the floor?
Yes. When she was
naked. Always a nut job.
Yeah, kind of. But like, I feel like they're going more extreme with it because she also was like the rational working woman, and now she's just like the shell of a character. I thought this Valentine's Day episode of her ending up in this chick's apartment was funny, and felt old Sex in the City to me. Uh-huh. Like getting in a weird dating situation, her being like, fuck this, I don't have to do this. Like, I did like that.
Stepping in the cat litter. Now, who was the woman? Who's the author? What else has she been in? I need to Google
she's
her.
I can tell you right now, she's the boss in
Younger. And she's in Younger. Thank God. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't think of it. Holy guacamole. I love her as an actress.
Yeah, she's
loved
fun.
Her on that role in Younger.
Yeah, she was good in that. Yeah, so I think it's up and down, but I'm trending in the right direction with this show, I guess I would say. Like, I found a place of enjoyment with it, and I've stopped like trying to analyze what they're trying to do. I think they're figuring that they're finding
the couple that the guy left, who Miranda's living with. Her name is escaping me. What's her name?
Me too.
When did they really break up? I thought he just somewhat was being shady, singing to the girl, and then boom, next episode she's getting a full-on divorce, no questions asked. Yeah.
I didn't really follow that storyline. I think I care about her the least, and then the other girl next.
I like all the side characters, but they should just be in it more than, or give us more of. There's a lot of characters. It's a lot. It's a lot of people going on.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing. The last couple of episodes, they maybe focus on 3 or 4 rather than like 7 or 8. Like, you don't like Che's in a scene, but it's not Che's scene, you know? Like, I think that's the way to do it, is bring the people into more of an ensemble than like hopping all around.
I really thought that Charlotte was going to get filmed and be on the internet going viral, yelling at the lady for Rock's modeling career.
Oh,
to get put in. I thought something was going there that it wasn't. Yeah. And the whole Rock modeling thing is dumb. Give Charlotte something better. I hate that. I don't want Charlotte's kids involved at all.
I don't want Charlotte's storyline, period.
Yeah.
In any show. It's never good.
I like with the new characters, I can't remember their names. I like the rich couple, the counselor, whoever is running for New York. I don't mind them with their kids. I like them a lot. They're very captivating.
I like that storyline too, because I always love seeing, because we're mothers to sons, I like seeing like the son mother dynamic as you get older and what that's like. Like Love Island, I just caught up and they were doing the parent meetings. I love watching every person.
Caught up. I don't know how you did that. Do you care?
All the boys. Yeah, I'm invested. All the boys run to their mom first and like just hug their moms and like love their mom. I love to see that, because that's what I hope my son's like. Like, you better adore me. I'm your fucking
mom. God, I'm going to just cry. And sorry, with Love Island, I did jump ahead. I don't know what happens. I lose interest, but I just, life is just so heavy. Like, just listening to these idiots go on, and Ella and Ty still in the same spot. And I hate Molly, and I start to hate them all.
Oh, okay. I'm enjoying it. I think that there was like a Whitney Ella fight that was entertaining. I think Whitney is a gem of a character.
She's great. She's the only person.
Also Abby. Abby is self-imploding, is just like so uncomfortable to watch. She literally dressed as a clown for the talent show. And it was just like, you could feel the like awkwardness seeping off. So I'm enjoying watching that demise. Yeah. So I'm still in. I mean, I watched like 5 episodes on the plane, because now Delta has free
Wi-Fi. That's all
you
were behind.
So
okay.
Like, yeah. I was like, I
watched the
behind.
Pie, Mary, whatever. And I like that type of stuff.
Yeah, you love the competitions.
All right. So anything else on just like that? I'm trying to think. It's a cute show. I'm glad Miranda and Che broke up. It's interesting.
I hope
that
they keep Che on the show, but like by herself. Because I do, like you said, I like her and Carrie together. I think they're fun.
Aiden's going to be around for a while.
Oh, this is what we got to talk about. Her bed. I noticed that you were like, she has no headboard. It's ridiculous. Also, her bed is like maybe a double. Like, I don't even think it's a full. Like, I think it's the one below a full. It's so small. I just feel all the beds are small now that I'm watching this show. Like, nobody has a king size bed. You're in a Manhattan Park Avenue apartment. Come on, give them a big bed. I just like, I don't buy it.
Aiden does make such a good point. He recoiled when she went up those stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he did have a point because you forget about the whole apartment thing. Like, he bought the apartment above them, below them, whatever, was renovating it, blowing it out, making her a home. She treated him like shit. I know.
Went out to the farm and the Hamptons or wherever and invited Big there that night.
Yeah.
She treated him. And then she goes on to marry Big. And then he's dead. And now you want me, bitch?
Yeah. I think the contrasting nature of like that scene I found challenging, like where it's like real, right? It was like, oh fuck, I can't go up there, it's heavy, whatever. And he starts to walk away and you're like, yeah, that's what you should do. And then he's like, oh fuck it, let's go to a hotel. It's like, no, that's not how it actually work. Like, it pick your tone. Either it's gonna be a serious scene where you actually show some shit about these people, or it's like a joke.
And then his penis flickers and he's a man. He's like, I'm gonna make, and they wouldn't make out. I don't know, that just pissed me off. It should have been a one scene, one episode and done.
Do you know what
my need Aiden least, Moore around.
Least favorite thing?
He's a good
by
actor,
far
though.
About Sarah Jessica Parker is the way she kisses. I think the way that she kisses people she kind of just rubs her face like against their face, and like you can tell she's not actually kissing them. It just like
it's
always
so
has
movie.
Bothered me.
It's such and she kisses Matthew Broderick like that too.
Yeah,
while he has his boyfriend in there. Rubbing his back. Yeah. Now, do they, I guess her makeup, she just looks even better than she did when she was 20 years old in like a Steve Martin movie. I mean, she looks great. Do they shoot her with a filter? Is it makeup? It's just unbelievable.
I'm wondering if they might like filter it. I think they're using filter cameras on OC. Like, I know we're going to talk about Bravo later this week. Like, I think some of these housewives are using filters, because there was a scene where Tamara was getting her makeup done where I was like, whose face is that? And whose skin is that? I've never seen her look like that. She looked terrible. And it was like the unfiltered version where I was like, are they using filters?
I have to see her tits. It makes me want to, I hate her for it.
It's a really weird tendency as an adult to want to strip down and like as like in those scenarios, very odd.
I'm just done with it. And they look like they're not there. Just show us the boobs then. It looks like it makes me upset. Like she's had a mastectomy and they never gave her fake boobs. That's what it looks like. And it makes me feel nervous inside. I'm not trying to make a joke of it. That's just what it looks like to me. And it's upsetting. I don't like it.
An odd analysis.
You don't flash your tits out in front of someone's elderly mother-in-law.
No, you definitely don't, especially at their house. It's drunk trash behavior.
It really is.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I would
Charlotte screaming out to the ambulance like, have Carrie pick out my outfit before
that was
I
cute.
Die. That was cute.
Yeah,
it's a great show. I love it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I've come back around. So don't ever listen to the first podcast again where I ripped it to trust.
No, it's okay. No, that's how most people are feeling.
Yeah, but I've turned the corner.
Like me, I watched 80 for Brady, and Warner was on on like a tablet or something. It was late at night. I've lost all control. We're up, you know. I just let the kids sleep and or you know whatever. And then
summer.
Yeah. I know, but it's still such a nightmare. You know, I just. Anyway, so he said the next day, he goes, I love that A for Brady. I go, how did you know? And he replays the things. Terrible movie. Tom Brady should be ashamed. I mean, it was just ridiculous, but it was cute.
I will never watch that.
I don't know all why
guys,
I did.
We'll be back with Bravo later in the week. We love you. Till then.
See you later.